It's time for Quick Calls on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Andre C. here at RCW Holiday Carnage at the Springbrook Multiplex, and sitting here with STF Entertainment's own Preston Hoff. How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad, but that's the Hoff to you there, Andre.
Okay, the Hoff. Sorry, man. So we're here for Holiday Carnage. Good show, small crowd, would you say?
Absolutely. I'm going to blame the weather on this one. It took me 50 minutes to do a 10-minute drive, so I'll call it icy and...
Yeah, we left Edmonton at like 1:30 and get here till 4, so yeah, the weather I think was a big factor for people not coming out tonight, but the ones that did come out were pretty lively, I thought.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, everyone got involved and seemed to have a good time.
Yeah, I thought a good crowd, so let's get to the card. First match of the night, Barricade and Zarif, the First Family, versus a new tag team here in RCW in Jack Capella and Jack Adams. A couple shots of Jack, I'd say. But, yeah, I thought I was pretty impressed with the new guys. They worked well in the ring, but domination by Barricade and Zarif, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've seen both of these Jacks come through Central Alberta a couple times now, and they're improving with every outing.
Yeah, Landstorm graduates, I'm pretty sure. So it's always nice to see a couple Landstorm grads getting their way to a chance to wrestle in the ring right away after finishing school.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's hard to compete with the First Family.
Well, yeah, First Family, dominant as always. Zarif and Barricade picking up the win after almost like a tackle and a splash. Tackle from Zarif and a big splash from Barricade. Looked like he almost killed the kid.
Yeah, he might have some bruised ribs after that one.
Yeah, that looked pretty brutal. So from there, we went on to the second match of the evening. Tony Cage versus Tiger Ali. Everybody's probably favorite Tiger Ali. He's a big face here. And you got Tony Cage, who's worked here a few times. I haven't been here in a few months. You can probably talk more on that one.
Yeah, probably a handful of times, 3 or 4 times we've seen Tony Cage, and he gets better every time too.
Yeah, both great workers. Finished with the rock bottom from Tiger Ali. Nothing really I don't think something really spectacular in this match, but overall good match from the two men.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony Cage, you know, he tried for the angle slam a couple times, and second time, you know, he went to the well too many times. So
yeah, I think he should have went for a different move on that second try instead of trying the same thing, because he gets scouted that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Tiger Ali picking up the win with the rock bottom there after reversing the angle slam. And so, moving on to our third match of the evening, it was the Asian Adonis, Kato, who I want to apologize to Kato right now. Again, I feel really bad about miffing on his entrance. I had the wrong card in my hand, and I announced Scott Justice. I feel really bad. I'm sorry, Kato, if you're listening. I really apologize. But it was Kato taking on Leon Grayson, and I thought, what a hell of a match between the two of these guys.
Yeah, and you know, everyone was expecting to see, because it was billed as Knight versus Leon Grayson in continuation from last month. But, you know, the weather kind of got in the way, and Knight never made it. Kato stepped up to the challenge.
Yeah, I thought great replacement. Knight's a great worker. We all know that. But I thought Kato is great in his own right. Great high-flying worker. But Leon Grayson picking up the win, always, and he's just building himself stronger and stronger every month. And I think he just gets better and better every month. He's young in this business, but he's showing he has great ability and he's getting stronger every month.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Gambit Grayson.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing really well. So from there, fourth match of the night, Scott Justice versus Cobra Kai. This one, it had a good length of the match, but it's a long match, but it did not feel like it dragged at all anywhere through the match.
I think the fan, because Scott Justice, he's got a great look. Cobra Kai's got a great look. The fans weren't sure who they should commit to for cheering. But in the end, Cobra Kai won them over as their big hero.
Yeah, I thought Cobra Kai, debuting new gear tonight too, his new mask, it looked phenomenal, I thought. But the new curve on the face, the thing that goes over his mouth, curve, it looked really good, I thought, with the new mask. And I think it looks like treads coming off of there. So I really enjoyed his new gear, and I thought he looked really great in the ring. But Scott Justice did hit Kenny Omega's finisher, Angel something. I'm sorry, I cannot remember it right now. Scott Justice even told me what it was called. But it's Kenny Omega's finisher when he's up on the shoulders and he brings him down from the electric chair situation and drives him headfirst into the mat. I thought great-looking finisher there for for him, and a great match overall between the two of them.
Yeah, but I'm kind of disappointed. You know, Scott Justice all month long, or since the last show, they had a hell of an encounter last month, and Scott Justice was adamant that everyone remembered that he super kicked Cobra Kai's head into the ring post.
Oh, that was I saw the video after. That was pretty brutal.
Oh yeah, he said he wanted to do it again. He went for it. You know, he missed, and Cobra Kai capitalized at the time, but in the end,
couldn't pull the victory.
Absolutely.
So from there, we went to a tag team match, a real big grudge match here, because these two teams have been warring in Edmonton, Calgary, and Red Deer. Rex Roberts and Joey Vendetta versus Steven Styles and Vince Austin. This kind of started last month. Steve's kind of been fighting these guys for a bit, and now he's got Vince Austin on his side. How do you think they fare? I thought that this was a pretty a brawler match, I thought.
Well, Styles and Austin have a storied history together. They went to war many times. You know, Steven Styles, part of the Dogs of War, Vince Austin, MVR, New Viking Rage. And apparently they get along now. They found a common ground in their hardcore wrestling style. And
I think a part of it's also a common enemy with these two. They both hate these guys. So I think you can put aside a rivalry to take on someone you both hate. I think that's part of what this is.
Hey folks, Mike the Ref here. I am throwing my first ever flag during our podcast for lack of information. For those that want to find out why Vince Austin and Steven Styles have decided to tag team together, please check out the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network YouTube page, where we do have the footage of these two guys joining up at the Jason the Terrible Show and taking on the Outlaws, Joey Vendetta and Rex Roberts. But I'm going to blow play in and send it back to the Hoff and Andre C. here from the Springbrook Multiplex. Thank you.
Yeah, Rex and Vendetta, they come in from Saskatchewan thinking they want to run the place, and Styles and Austin met him at the door and said, no way.
Now, I thought great match, but it did go to a time limit draw, 15-minute time limit match. Vince Austin hit a pile driver, went for the pin, but before the ref could count three, the bell rang for the 15-minute time limit. I was really disappointed seeing it. I felt really bad for Vince and Styles, who it looked like they had the match sewn up there.
Yeah, you know, Vince Austin, middle-aged and crazy, he was calling for five more minutes. Styles calling for five more minutes. Rex and Vendetta, they looked to give them five more minutes, but they ended up walking away from the rest of the fight.
Well, they looked like they'd walk away, so they turned their backs, and they came in and hit them, but Vince and Styles cleared them out of the ring anyways, those two went running.
Yeah, this war's far from over.
I'm pretty sure we're going to see them go to war again next month, because these two are not done.
Yeah.
So from there, we went to intermission, and then we came back, and we had a special impromptu match. Scott Justice came out interrupting the very, very great ring announcer and myself tonight. I got to put myself over. Mike always did. And he had an open challenge to anyone in the locker room. He already won one tonight. He was wanted to go 2-0 tonight, and he wanted to prove he's the best. And we had a special guest joining us tonight. You want to let us know who it was?
We had no idea she was in the building, and Rachel Ellering came out to meet the challenge.
Yes, Rachel Ellering, the daughter of Precious Paul Ellering, the former manager of the Legion of Doom. She was awesome to see. I've seen her a couple times in PWA working with Giselle Shaw, and getting to see her work with Scott Justice, I thought really, really good in the ring, especially with a very experienced guy like him.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what's in her future. You know, she's got a lot of attitude. She's hot. She's got some skill in the ring. She's going to go some places.
Honestly, the first time I saw her, I thought she was really good in the ring, and she showed it tonight. She didn't really show any sloppiness in there, but you see her only just coming out of Landstorm School recently.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't see an experience in her. You'd think she was a seasoned veteran.
One spot in the match, though, that super kick Scott laid into her, oh, my God, that looked like it almost took her head off.
Yeah, I wanted to go check her teeth.
In the end, Rachel, Cobra Kai comes out and hits Enziguri on Scott Justice, and Rachel hits the spear, gets the win, 1-2-3. I thought, great for this crowd. They popped. They enjoyed the, I think they really enjoyed her getting the win.
I think having a female referee in the ring kind of made the difference for Rachel Ellering. That should have ended in disqualification, but, you know, just balancing the playing field when Cobra Kai came out.
And I think it was just the way it gave her the edge, and I think the ref said, you know what, he's being a dick enough that, you know what, he deserves a shot to the head. So from there, we went to our semi-main event of the evening. It was God's Gift to Wrestling, Michael Richard Blaze versus the modern-day He-Man, Bryce the Slammer Silva. I really actually enjoyed Michael's entrance tonight. He had me just read him out with no music. I thought it was really cocky.
Oh, yeah. MRB, he's got a lot of talent, so he's allowed to be cocky to an extent, but I think he might have overdid it tonight.
Yeah, a little too cocky on that with the entrance, but I thought these two had a hell of a match tonight. Like, really beating up on Slammer's shoulder there, working that and working the knee, I think, to really wear him down.
Yeah, there's some great psychology on display.
In the end, Michael Richard Blaze was going for the sharpshooter, and Slammer got him, pulled him in, and got him with an inside cradle. 1-2-3. MRB was pissed about this. It took him like 5 minutes to leave the ring, I think, after how angry he was.
Yeah, and he added a little punctuation to the attack he gave Slammer during the match, and he finished him off and sent him back to, you know, the locker room with more injuries.
I don't even think in between his match and the battle royal, he actually left the ring area. I know he got out of the ring, and we did the 50-50. But I don't think he actually ever left, because then he jumped back in the ring after the 50-50 draw, and he was telling us to play his music. But then I called we announced the main event of the night, our Super Battle Royal, music plays, and he's saying, no, play my music, but he was quite angry about that.
No, he convinced us he didn't want to play the game because we weren't playing his music. He disappeared.
Yeah, and then, so the match started, MRB was in, Slammer went to enter, but the refs were trying to take him out because of his injuries. One of the doctors was in the back to check on him. And so the match started, and MRB disappeared from that match pretty damn quickly.
Yeah, I think he showed signs that he didn't want to, if he wasn't going to get his music, he wasn't going to perform again.
Yeah, so good battle royal. Everybody on the card. Way too many eliminations to keep track of, and from where we were sitting, you couldn't even see half, because we were on one corner of the ring, and I couldn't see the first three eliminations. Really, I missed the first three.
Yeah, you see some legs go over the top rope, and you're like, who's got eliminated? Ring post. I don't know, ring post.
Well, I was trying to get info from so we could maybe announce it, but nobody was giving us info, and I couldn't see, so you know what? It went through, so it came down to Scream, Rachel Ellering, and Leon Grayson. So Scream ended up throwing Rachel through the top of the middle of the rope, not eliminating her, surprisingly enough. And then Leon threw out Scream, and then MRB came back under the bottom rope, because he had slipped out on the bottom, eliminating Leon. Rachel slipped in, come back in, because she hadn't been eliminated, really, and he tossed her, so he's celebrating the ring, but then whose music plays? None other than Bryce the Slammer Silva.
Yeah, it was slamming time all over again.
So Slammer comes back out. They brawl a bit. It's Nigel against his Tower of London move from the corner, where he hits the stunner out of the corner. And then he picked up MRB to slam him out of the ring, send the crowd home happy, I thought.
Yeah, Slammer's a big, very popular guy here. So I think everyone went home happy.
Yeah, so I thought overall a good show, marred by the fact that we didn't get a great crowd due to the weather, and I blame weather on this one. And also time of year, it really hurts. It's December 11th. It's only two weeks till Christmas. It's kind of hard to. It's a lot of Christmas parties, things like that. So you can kind of accept the smaller crowd because of it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be upset with the turnout.
No, I thought the crowd, they were all very lively. There were the fan, like the little kids were great. I loved them. There's a couple little kids sitting a little farther back that I heard chanting, and they were just adorable chanting.
Oh yeah, I popped for the hashtag kick hard for MRB.
Oh, the cute, yeah, the kids saying, oh, it was great. So as we always do, good, bad, and the ugly of the show. You got any?
Come back to me.
My good was, I got a couple goods. One was actually for such a small crowd, being so lively and engaging these guys, at least as I've seen crowds, small crowds, and they're dead. I was so happy we got a good, at least even though we had a small crowd, a good small crowd who was willing to engage and cheer for the fans. The other good, probably Scott Justice and Cobra Kai. Those two had one hell of a match. They had to have gone at least 15, almost 20 minutes. And honestly, there was not a point in that match where this crowd wasn't cheering on moves and things like that. There was no low points in that match. That's the proof of a very good veteran in Cobra Kai and a very good worker in Scott Justice that they can put together a match that engages fans for 15 to 20 minutes. And my bad, I'm also going to say on the crowd because of the low turnout, but not in a, I don't hate it, but that's kind of the bad that we got a low turnout. And my ugly, I really don't have one tonight. Like, it's kind of hard to say. Maybe the weather screwing us all over.
That was what I was going to say.
So what do you got? If you just got a couple good.
For good, it's very close call, but I'm going to have to call a tie between Cobra Kai and Rachel Ellering. I think the fans really bought into them, and I'd like to see a lot more from them in Central Alberta.
Oh, definitely. Definitely Rachel Ellering, for sure. And Cobra Kai, I think he should find himself a tag team partner. And I've heard he's got a tag team partner for tomorrow night. In Leon Grace and for the tag team title tournament, I think they could be a really good tag team.
Yeah, they'd be an interesting pairing. As far as bad goes, I'd say the fact that we didn't get to see a finish between the Saskatchewan Outlaws, Rex and Joey Vendetta, and Styles and Austin, I would have liked to see a finish to that. But you know, it's going to draw it out. Maybe we'll see them next month.
Definitely. And then ugly?
Ugly, the wedgie that Slammer had in the main event.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about that, man. Oh, it looked brutal.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to say weather for sure.
Yeah, weather was a big problem there. And then, you know what? Although small crowd, I enjoyed this show. I give it a thumbs up because the work great in the ring. These guys still killed it in the ring for the fans that did show up. And the fans that did show up showed their appreciation for the guys giving them such hard work in the ring.
Yeah, and they're going to be back next month for sure. You know that.
January 15th, ladies and gentlemen, right here at the Springbrook Multiplex. And I'm going to announce right now the special guest for that show is none other than Robbie E. from TNA. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not want to miss that. More info will be released in the next couple weeks on RCW's Facebook page for more info for tickets and venues for the shows. You definitely don't want to miss Robbie E. here at Springbrook Multiplex. And I've heard there might be some other special guests for the show. Don't quote me on that. I'm just hearing, I've heard some rumors, so I'm not going to put it out there. But definitely Robbie E, and he will at Spring Multiplex facing the winner of the Battle Royals, Bryce Slammer Silva. I think that's going to be a hell of a match.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a hot contest for sure.
I think this crowd will really enjoy it. So thank you, Hoff, for joining me here on the Quick Call very much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. I just want to give a quick plug for my STF Entertainment. Go facebook.com/STF Entertainment. On Instagram, it's at the Hoff STF. And on Twitter, it's STFENT.
And you could also find me at Wrestling C Pod, Wrestling C Pod on Twitter, Wrestling Clarity Podcast at gmail.com. You can find all of our shows at EdmontonSPN.podbean.com or searching by Edmonton SPN up on Facebook. Please, ladies and gentlemen, support indie wrestling wherever you are. And if you're going to make a call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls at the RCW Springbrook Multiplex for RCW Holiday Carnage.
This has been Quick Calls on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.